What's up, everyone? Welcome to Humble Threads, Season 2, Level Up, a bi-weekly podcast that feels like you're hanging out with good friends, talking about life and sharing relatable stories. I am Daddy D.
And I'm Michael Hart.
All right, guys, let's get humble. What's going on in the world of Mike?
Yo. So last we left off, I mentioned that I was going to the Too Many Games 2022 convention. Dave and I went last, I think, October when they held it last year. This year it was held in late June. And it was a good time. When we went previously, there was a like a dog or pet expo or something that was being held at the same time in the same convention center, but like blocked off to a different area. And so this year there was not a competing convention, so they had the entire convention hall open for Too Many Games. It was actually a great year to go. Massive, I would say, more vendors than last year. There was a lot more space in between the aisles, so you didn't feel super cramped. Didn't buy anything, which I thought that was wild too. Like, I was pretty certain there was going to be something there that was going to catch my eye, and I was like, you know what, I need to have it. But this year, like, honestly, well, first of all, it wasn't the reason I was there, but second of all, it was, I don't know, like, I was there by myself this year. And so I perused all of the vendors, looked at all the things, considered buying some new dice for D&D, considered buying some magic cards. And there was some cool, artist, rendered stuff that was there. Some like really custom work that was really sweet, but couldn't really find anything that I felt like I absolutely needed to have. So I ended up walking out with all my money in my pocket, which felt kind of good. It felt like, I spent a couple dollars to I didn't spend any money. I did play some video games. I got to try some indie games and did some other things like that, because they always have a big whole section of the convention, which is just free to play video games, arcade cabinets and the like. Definitely spent some time on the Simpsons arcade cabinet, which takes me way, way back. The game has not changed. It's the same game, and it's still great. It's still like everything you can remember if you were a kid of the 90s growing up in the early aughts, playing the Simpsons arcade cabinet. Loved it. I was actually trying to see, because I mentioned it last time on the podcast, that my favorite arcade game other than the Simpsons game is the Star Wars trilogy game. I was really hoping they would have that there. They didn't. A little bit of a letdown. I was blown away when I saw the Simpsons cabinet. I was like, heck yeah, I got to play this one. So I did play that one for a while. Some other people joined in, and it was a good time, because, you know, there's no quarters involved. So if you die, you just hit continue and you just keep going. So that was a good time. Played that for a little bit. But I was there specifically because the Pennsylvania State Yo-Yo competition was supposed to be held at on the Sunday, third day of the convention. But funny enough, it was the same weekend that the United States National Yo-Yo competition was being held in Arizona. So a lot of players that would have made the trip out to play at the Pennsylvania State Yo-Yo competition just weren't there. And when I did get there, you know, I met some other yo-yo players that did show up. The whole contest ended up getting canceled because there just wasn't enough in attendance. There just wasn't enough players on the bracket to actually make a worthwhile competition. So that kind of sucked. But they did have like a really big screen that they ended up streaming the national yo-yo contest on, so you could still watch it if you're interested. And then a bunch of the players that did show up, we just ended up kind of turning the contest into an unofficial like giant yo-yo club. So I got to meet a lot of other players, got to show some of my skills, learn some stuff from them, just, you know, made some connections. And what was super cool is the contest host, I guess, it's a toy shop out in New Jersey that was hosting it, which is weird, a New Jersey toy shop hosting a PA state contest, but who cares? Came over to everyone and like kind of with a bag and just said, put your hand in the bag and whatever you pull out is yours to take home. These were going to be on this on the prize table for the contest, but since you guys showed up, you paid to be here, I want to make sure everyone goes home with something. And so yeah, we just got a free yo-yo out of it, which was pretty sweet. All of the yo-yos that they were giving away for free were top of the line, like pro model yo-yos. I think the yo-yo I pulled was a $60 yo-yo, which paid for more than my ticket. My ticket was only $35-$38. So felt good about it, but getting that, got that free yo-yo and meeting a lot of the people there was super cool. I still am a little shocked that I went there, because I went there with like a nice little like stack, thinking that I might buy something.
Yeah, or see it was something. Bigger this year.
That's yeah, it was crazy, huge. Man. Yeah, like if I had taken you there, man, you definitely would have walked out with some kind of figure.
Yeah, need to spend. Last year they had the Zoids. I wanted the Zoid, and I just didn't do it because I knew it was gonna be expensive. So, but we got a lot of posters. I just found those posters the other day too. So gotta hang them up. Too many games.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all if you want to sponsor us.
Yeah. Would love to do like a live podcast there one year maybe.
That would be lit.
That would be cool. So that was the weekend prior to the 4th, and then the weekend of the 4th of July, I said it on the podcast last week to make sure that I was going to do it this the last weekend in July, which was to remodel our master bathroom here in the house. And oh boy, was it a slightly bigger job than I had anticipated it being. Mostly just because the new vanity that we purchased to replace the old one weighed like a metric ton. And my house has really old school plumbing in it where it's all copper piping coming out of the floor. And I ended up having to get like a blowtorch and like welding some things together. Not welding, but like soft welding, like using solder and getting the pipes to work. But of course, as always, superhero dad came over, my dad, Papa Hart came on over and supervised. He's got a problem with his arm at the moment, so he wasn't able to like really do much. Which is how it should be. He was just there to supervise, make sure that I was doing things properly and kind of guiding me as to what to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got the new vanity in. It looks great. We had to get a brand new medicine cabinet on the wall, and I had to do some electrical work to get the new lighting over top of the mirror up and running. Of course, my wife did a fantastic job in painting the new the walls. The old walls looked awful; they did not look good, and we were able to patch up all the holes that we had in them from pulling out the old like towel rack and all of that to just revitalize this bathroom, and it looks great. Look, it's so much brighter in there now.
It looks amazing. I think
the daylight. Your own, I thought about recording a lot of the work, but I just ended up not doing it. But yeah, shout out to my dad. Absolute, you know, he's definitely a superhero to me. He knows so much. He's so just knowledgeable and skilled at all things home improvement. And definitely don't think I would have done as good of a job had I just done it by myself. So shout out to you, Dad. Love you. And then other than that, we just kind of spent the weekend just watching shows we've missed out on. We watched Stranger Things. We've been watching Peaky Blinders. We watched Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and I think that Sunday was the first episode of the new season of Westworld we got into as well. So a lot of couch time to kind of relax after doing all the work in the bathroom, which was nice. Other than that, didn't really do anything for the 4th of July. Just kind of because by that point we were just both so tired, we were like, we just need to hang. So we didn't really do too much that day, which was fine. We're not big on fireworks either. They're nice to see once in a while, but our dogs hate them. So it's like kind of like a catch-22. If we wanted to go see them, we couldn't bring them. But if we leave them in the house alone and they hear them, they're not doing so well. So we just kind of kicked it. But one thing I wanted to talk about that was given to me, I guess, privilege of the job I currently work is they are really big in personal development, career development. And while my current company doesn't really have like the facilities to like offer in-house coaching or mentorship or anything like that, other than just networking within the company, they opened up a corporate license for LinkedIn Learning, which is an accredited platform that LinkedIn owns, the social media platform, I guess, like the business social media platform. I've never really been on it prior to my current job, but I've now been like on it a lot. And so LinkedIn Learning was used to be something called Lisa, I think, or Rachel, or I forget the name of the woman that the whole thing used to be called, but LinkedIn bought it. And it's been great. It basically offers accredited courses, some as short as like 30 minutes, some as long as 19 hours, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. And when you finish the course, it actually gives you a certificate of that validates that you now have that skill, which is pretty cool. And so like I've just started like realizing that there's a lot of skills that out of my current like professional career, I just haven't had an opportunity to experience. But I would want to experience because of areas of my career that I want to pursue. So I've been pretty aggressively collecting certificates, kind of like Pokemon. I've been trying to tell myself I'm going to do at least one course a day if I can. Usually the shorter ones. There are some longer ones that I really want to plan some time on, like weekends maybe, or if I ever have to take a long drive somewhere, I'm going to do one like that. But there are some courses on there that will actually give you like college credit if you can finish them. Some of them are very long, like I said, like up to like 19 hours, but they break them down into pretty easily manageable segments. But anyway, yeah, I've just been collecting almost like gym badges, right? I've been collecting certificates of learning about, I don't know, learning about like human resources and payroll and leadership skills and management and the transition from an individual like employee to the manager's position and just looking at a lot of things that maybe I didn't even realize. I was also learning about like search engine optimization, SEO, and just, you know, tips and tricks with Excel and how to do all sorts of random things. So I figure while it's being offered to me for free as an employee of the company I work for, I'm going to take advantage of it as much as I can. And it's been good. I don't know if anyone's out there and they want, I think there's a free trial that you can do of LinkedIn Learning. Anyone's out there who's no longer in college, can't get that college course, can't claim that they have this skill or that and the other. And they have things that are more geared towards even creatives. So like they have, design classes, they have, all sorts of different things, like architecture classes. They have all sorts of stuff. So it's pretty neat. So I've been diving into that. So we'll see if it actually, you know, assists me with my next step in my career, or maybe it gives me new ideas or makes me want to do more things outside of work that would, you know, inevitably benefit me. Who knows? But LinkedIn Learning, would recommend if you ever get a chance to try it. It's been fun so far. Speaking of like social media things in general, I've really been deciding that I really want to carve out my part of the world in, I guess, the yo-yo culture, right? I really want to make a name for myself because I don't really plan to be a competitive titan in the yo-yo world, because it's just not my vibe to be competitive with yo-yoing. I just really enjoy the creative expression, the inventiveness of the tricks that you can create, and just the ability to share them on the social media platforms that we have. Recently, I've had a pretty decent uptick in followers and views and engagements on my stuff. And I've just really decided that, you know, it's the one thing that I do consistently that I get a lot of joy and pleasure from in terms of just sharing something I love creating with the world. And it kind of gives me that vibe of what I used to get back in art school when I was doing art a lot. And it's not that I wouldn't continue doing art now, but my creative process and my creative like outlet has just really shifted to this kind of physical skill toy is really what it is. Yo-yoing. So I don't know. I don't really know what my goal is, but I think, I don't know, in the next 3 to 5 years, if not sooner, I really just want to be a name that people can, maybe recognize. Like, I don't know, I probably have to go viral to make that happen. But the algorithms have definitely been favoring some of the things I've been putting up lately, and I think it's possible. I really do. And so I think part of succeeding at any goal is just believing that you can do it. So I don't know, more to come on that, but I think it's something that is definitely going to become a very, you know, a pinnacle thing in my weekly, daily creative routine. And then the last thing on this list that I wanted to talk about today before we hand it on over to Daddy Dave is, so a buddy of mine, Steve, shout out Steve. We talk about him a few times on this podcast. He's like my go-to gamer friend. We play a lot of Destiny together, Destiny 2 specifically. And, we tend to go hang out on weekends at our favorite, craft beer bar, Stickman, shout out Stickman. And, but he happened to tell me that his girlfriend found the beer of beers at his local Giant grocery store. And I don't know if you, if you're out here listening, but if you don't know, the beer of all beers, specifically the IPAs, is Heady Topper. If you've never had it, it is an incredible beverage. And this beer even will blatantly tell you on the can, do not pour this into a glass. You must drink this from the can. It has something to do with the sediment in the can. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
I currently still have three. They're sold in 4-packs, and you're only ever allowed to buy 1 4-pack at a time because of how rare the beer is. Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to try it, I do have some, but it literally is the king of beer. It's delicious. It's a pretty high ABV. I think it's like I think it's in the eights, maybe. It's either a high 7 or a low 8. But it's, I don't know, it's just really, really, really delicious. It's meant to be drunk, super, super cold and out of the can. You do not pour it into a glass. I have three of them, and I know where you can get more currently until they are sold out.
I've been going on a diet from beer. I've been trying to lose weight, so I've been cutting back on the beer. We have been having seltzers, but I might have to make an excuse here.
It's worth at least trying, for sure. But yeah, anyone who knows anything about beer, you mention the word Heady Topper and they say, where is it? Like, how can I get it? But for a 4-pack of pounders, it costs $20, like I said, it's in the, I think it's either a high 7 or like mid 8. Oh, like, wow. Maybe like it could be an 8-6.
It's,
I
like
think
three, it's like two beers in one.
Yeah. And they're pounders, so they're big cans. But anyway, that'll do it for me. Just, you know, shout out to Steve for getting me the hookup on some Heady Topper. But what's going on in the world of Graves?
Woo! Guys, I keep saying this every week, and I'm going to keep saying it every other week, but, you know, these 2 weeks fly by and my weekends always blend together. So I'm sitting here like, what did we do? But I'm going to be honest, we had an action-packed past 2 weeks. Also, I'm leaving my office room that's been upstairs in our house. I'm moving to the basement, so if it's a little echoey, I apologize, but we're moving down there. I can't wait. That's the first thing I'll talk about. Somewhat like Mike, I feel like I haven't been able to be creative in this room. It's been very bland. I don't have posters or anything. It's a yellow wall. It's weird. Like, I can't wait to get to the basement, paint it, have my Marvel posters up and stuff like that, so I can be in a creative place, you know, later on. And especially, like, me and some of my design friends from college, we're getting together like every other Wednesday or every Wednesday to show our art to each other that we've made. So it's going to make me kind of do more Humble Threads art and also make me do more personal art. And I think I want to make some more YouTube videos come the fall. Who knows, maybe Michael, you know, debuting some of them, because I want to play those, I forget what they're called, the anthology games or something where you make a decision and something happens. I think they're called like Dark Scription, something, I don't know. But it would be fun to have Mike come over and some of the guys come over. We can record it. I have two mics currently right now, so I could do one for us, one, and then we'll do it. But, you know, I want to start doing some crazy stuff. So basement, everything's being moved down. I already started moving some stuff. We'll be there pretty soon. But, man, what did we do? What did we do the past 2 weeks? Jeez. We had Caden's baptism, which was on Sunday during the time Mike went to too many games. I wanted to go to too many games. We were just getting everything together for that. It was fun. Had some friends and family over. He was great, smiling, had a great time. We did it for him. I mean, enjoyed myself. It was nice seeing my family. A lot of my family drove down. My brother, my other brother, his kids, and seeing them makes me feel old because they're in their teenage years now. So I'm like, Jesus. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'm happy you got it done. I'm happy, you know. But for me, it was kind of like I want Caden to make his own life decisions when he gets older. This world is changing by the moment. So, you know, I will teach him about religion and certain things like that. But it's ultimately up to him on what he wants to do moving forward in his life. Use those teachings to better himself or just understand it and move forward. But we had that. And then, I'm trying to remember everything. I have everything here. Last Friday, we went to Ashley's friend's house. She lives in Lancaster, but they have like this like big backyard. It's kind of like a farm. They have a nice house. We all kind of drank, caught up. It was nice to, you know, get back with them. It's funny seeing us change. Like, I remember going to the bar with them and everything else like that, but now she has a fiance. He's really cool. And then her friend Hannah came up, and we were all just hanging, drinking, talking about being adults now. And just playing some games and everything else like that. It was fun to let loose. We had Caden with us. That man, he was having a grand old time, and he slept like a rock, which was funny. He didn't even care that we were screaming, playing music, and everything else like that. But we did that Friday. We drove back. When we drove back, we had to go out with our neighbors. Our one neighbor, she got a new job, double the money she had before. So shout out to her. Victoria, great job. But we had to go. We went out to dinner. We also drank out at dinner. We had some food. I was already hungover from Friday. Saturday, we dealt with that. But then Saturday, we started some Stranger Things. And then we went to bed. And then Sunday, we had Ashley's little sister's graduation party. That was really cool. I was on the grill, as always, which I think I finally perfected the charcoal grill. Finally. I had the wood chips down. I have some smoker chips, but it gives us some flavor. I do that, put the chips down first. And then I have these fire starters, and I put the charcoal on top of it, and then I have these wood blocks. They're kind of used for smokers, but I think it keeps the coals going and adds some flavor. Put the burgers on there, was flipping them, the dogs on there, was flipping them, and I was done. I said, man, she was talking to me nice. I had my old school music playing, my cookout music. I was in there having a great time. And then, of course, we tried to light up some fireworks. For some reason, Coda is afraid of Amazon boxes, plastic bags, and whatever else. But thunder and fireworks, she does not care about. I don't know why. She'll just, like, I've watched her on her camera before. She'll wake up, look around, and then she'll just go back to sleep. She does not care. We tried to let off some fireworks. Some old lady in our neighborhood came out, started yelling at us with a flashlight from Radio Shack. Like, I don't know who has a flashlight anymore. So she was getting into it with us. And me and Mark, being the adults we are, I'm out the game, guys. I'm not as feisty as I used to be. I said, all right, let's just pack it up, whatever. Let's just go. She said, you're not supposed to light it here in the HOA, blah, blah, blah. HOA said as long as it's 100 feet from the house. We went to this cornfield that's up the street. It wasn't anywhere near them. It was a whole thing. So we finished that up, and then we rode back. Got to spend some time with pretty much Ashley's family and then Ashley's little sister's boyfriend, Zach. He's really cool. They're getting ready to go off to college. I gave him some word of advice. I said, listen, man, I said, if y'all can make it through college, you can make it through anything. That's going to be the test of your relationship. So good luck to them. He's a great guy. Hopefully he keeps the same values and everything as he's getting older. But once you get to college, a lot changes. So, but we did that. Woo! Where are we at? Okay. Sorry, it was a lot that was going on. So that was a busy weekend. Just like Mike, I was exhausted. But of course, on Monday, our other neighbor had a cookout. So we went. I was just drained, hungover, and everything else like that. We had a conversation about D&D. Her sister has a D&D group that she plays with, my neighbor Jess. So I said, hey, like, you know, I could run a D&D game for you guys. So I was thinking, like, me and them. It's mostly the women in our neighborhood. I said, like, we could do, like, a woman-centric D&D game. You know what I mean? Like, it could just be you guys. I'll run it, whatever else, and we'll see how it goes. A lot of them were pretty excited. Ashley said she would think about joining, so that's hilarious. So I'm really trying to get this going and working. I'll probably have a conversation with Mike pretty soon to try and, like, figure out my game mechanics. I think we're going to do 5e. We're not going to go too crazy, and we're probably going to use D&D Beyond, so that way they have everything in front of them. And that way they don't have to buy dice or anything. If they don't want to, they can use the dice and we'll call it a day. But, you know, I doubt any of them listen to it, but I'm thinking more, and if you guys are, that's fine. I'm thinking more of a game like it's a ball, kind of like a Phantom of the Opera ball type of thing. And there's obviously going to be a whole big twist and everything else like that, and they're going to have to fight and then take it from there and then probably have a cliffhanger where they, you know, could either continue, we could come back and do another one shot, or they could leave it there if they wanted to. I know we still have to finish Mike's game. I'm still excited for that. After watching Stranger Things, I'm still ready for that. But like Mike said before, I like being able to find something else to put creativity in and everything else like that. I'm nervous because I'm giving it to like some new people. And if I don't do this pretty well, I have a feeling it's going to turn Ashley off or some people off of the game. So I'm also probably going to get my other friend that I used to play with in our other campaign that's still going on. I'm going to have her come in and kind of help them feel comfortable and move through the game. Because it's always good to have like a veteran in the game who knows what they're kind of doing. So we're going to do that. When it's going to be, I don't know. But I've been working on the script. I'll probably have to send it to Mike. And we'll go through there. It should be pretty cool.
That's actually really awesome. I am jealous that you've got neighbors that were like, yeah, we'll play D&D. It's like, oh wow, that's awesome. We definitely have to finish my game. I actually spoke to Billy about it briefly. I saw him at Home Depot when I was picking up some paint. We just gotta find a weekend where we're all available, basically. Because mm-hmm. I think we are on like the final, either I would say last episode or like last episode, maybe like and then like a half episode as like a conclusion. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. It's gonna get wild in my game for sure. But I'm excited for you, man. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, well, it's I think I'm gonna try and narrow it down, but there was a lot of women who were down with it. Like there's probably like four or five. And I know running a game with five people is kind of hard, but I know Ashley wants to do it. My friend, my neighbor Ariel is really big into that. My neighbor Jess, her sister's into it, so she's always wanted to try it. Apparently, her sister and their campaign, they dress up and like all this stuff. Then they want to go all out. They were like, well, maybe we could bring our own drinks and we could have a theme and everything else. I said, we could do whatever you want. I'll get it set up in the basement for y'all, whatever. And then a couple of my other neighbors wanted to do it, but we'll see. So it'll probably either just be Ariel, Jess, Ashley, and maybe Ariel's girlfriend, Victoria. We'll see. There is two other ones, but I don't know if they would want to play. I might just keep it like that. Four people's easy. So that way I can figure out what type of monsters we need to have and et cetera. If there is monsters, I don't know. But should be fun. We'll see. I'll keep you guys up to date and I'll keep you posted. Next week, I have a big accomplishment and I can't wait. As you guys know, I proposed to Ashley back in November. I am finally paying her ring off next paycheck. I can't wait. I said I'm dumping like however much I need in there, I'm dumping it in there. I want it out of my face. I want it done. I'm ready to have my money back. Like paying that credit cards and everything else like that. Me and Mike were just talking about it. A couple of our friends wanted to get a house. The price of living is high, especially when you get a house. There's things, extra things you have to pay for. Adding that onto there just made it a lot more. So once I get that done, I'll have like a extra $1,000 like each paycheck that I can use, or after every other paycheck I can use, which is good. So I can't wait. But that's done. And then right after that, we got to save for our wedding, which, you know, we're going to start doing that in August because it'll be here before you know it, 2024, y'all. But that's what I got going on, man. It's been a busy 2 weeks, a lot of holidays, a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, we're going to hit you with this ad break. And hey, what's going on, guys? It is David from the Humble Threads Podcast. You guys might be wondering, how can I help support the Humble Boys? Well, if you go on Teespring right now and type in the Humble Threads Podcast, you may be able to look up some shirts and find what we got. Mike, why don't you tell them how they can find some of this?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much on there. We have T-shirts. We got hoodies. We got, what else? We have mugs. We have pint glasses. So many options available on the Humble Threads Teespring merch store. You know, it's literally at the moment the greatest way to help support the show. And we would love to see some pictures of you out there rocking our material, rocking our logo. Send us some pictures on the Pod Humble Twitter, if you will. But Teespring, Humble Threads merch. Get it.
Yeah, guys, so definitely go on there. Once again, check out Humble Threads on Teespring. We have everything on there. That is the greatest way to support us. The more orders we get, who knows, we'll be able to get our own domain name and do more giveaways in the future. We really appreciate you guys and hope you get to check out the store and find something you like, whether it's a T-shirt, a glass, or whatever. Thanks for shopping, guys. Go check it out.
Everybody, if you... Hopefully you don't live underneath a rock. Hopefully either you have your own Netflix or you're stealing your cousin's or your ex-girlfriend twice removes Netflix or something. Because honestly, one of the best shows that has ever been created had a season finale this past weekend. And that is Stranger Things, Volume 2 of Season 4.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, like Season 1, the first volume of this season was off the chain. Probably one of the most like visually gruesome so far and like engaging. But Volume 2, like, wow. It really, really like just jumped off. I don't know how spoilery we want to get. It's still pretty fresh out there in the world. But David, give me your first impressions and some hot takes on it.
I mean, honestly, I thought it was very, very good. The only thing that kind of bugged me was Netflix's separation, because there was only 2 episodes left, right? I think on the break, yeah. So that was kind of weird to me. I was like, what the heck? I thought it would be like maybe 4 more or something. But I get they were like an hour and a half to like 2 hours long. So I guess that equates to 4 episodes. But I thought it was really good. And like I said before, guys, we're probably going to start doing some more spoiler reviews. And we'll talk about that at the end here, because we're going to let you know some news. But I might give it a 10 out of 10, and that's what I saw. And I was like, am I going to give it a 10? But I'm going to be like, honestly, it was a 10. It was a 10 out of 10 for me. It kept me engaged. And I've been watching like a lot of the TikToks and stuff like that. They tied everything through it to the beginning of the season, like the clock noises. There was clock noises that 11 heard. There's like different things that like came back just to season 1. And I love when shows, they're thinking 5 seasons ahead, but in 5 seasons ahead, they're still referencing episode 1 to make you go back and be like, man, maybe I should watch this. But I thought it was really good. The characters now, especially them fleshing it out through the high school scenes of, I forget the one black kid's name, but he's trying to be cool. He realizes he doesn't.
Is it Lucas? Cool
or whatever. Lucas, yep, and he's going through his thing, and everyone's going through their own thing. There's a lot of grief. There's a lot of things that they tackled in the show that, you know, should happen, because they've literally been through hell and back, to be honest, and back and forth. But I really liked Eddie. Eddie was my favorite character, the leader of the D&D group of Hellfire. He might be my new favorite actor. He kind of reminds me of a younger Jim Carrey, kind of. But overall, great show. I can't wait for the 5th season. Still a lot of like theories floating around there that I can't wait for people to, you know, start being true about. We'll see. But without going into too much spoilers, that's what I think. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm just out of the gate. Yeah, like you said, I definitely gave it a 10 out of 10. Being a D&D fanatic of myself, I really loved how much they leaned into D&D. In this one, now that they were in high school, I loved seeing like the scene. It was in the first half of the season where they're actually playing D&D, and you get to see a dice roll. You know what I mean? Like it's just so great that such an awesome game is now being is in vogue, right? Like it's now like people are seeing it for what it really is,
because it
became hated during the Satanic Panic era of like the 80s metal, which is kind of exactly where it sits, right? And it just kind of shows that it is just a game. It's a game of wits and wagers. It's a game of chance. And I loved how, like, even though throughout the second volume, I just couldn't get out of my head that this is just a giant D&D game, because because in a way it is, right? It's the most like fantastical scenarios that are happening. And in my head, every time someone's doing something or failing or something goes wrong, I can just imagine like the dice roll that they were doing, right? Like they rolled something and like, oops, that didn't go so well. And then you have to see how it plays out. But yeah, Eddie, I think I saw an interview between the Duffer brothers that they were mad that they killed Chrissy because of how much chemistry on screen that Eddie and Chrissy had. And they thought that maybe they could build on that. But obviously that didn't work. That didn't pan out. In the first, it was the first episode that they took Chrissy first out, episode. Or what?
Yeah. So that's not really a spoiler. She's not.
No. But yeah, I don't really want to spoil too much about Eddie. But like, other than what you've seen in the trailers, it is absolutely so epic that we see Eddie doing a wailing guitar solo of Master of Puppets on top of his RV or trailer in the Upside Down. Like, that is so epic. Yeah, I mean, there was one scene in it. I don't know if this would be considered a spoiler, but there's a sequence where all the kids get weapons, which felt very much like D&D, like going to like the weapon mm-hmm. shop and just trying to get whatever you needed to, you know, make it work. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that kind of left me puzzled was like, A, like, where'd they get the money for all of this? And B, like, and what, like, did they, was it really that easy to go buy guns in the 80s?
In the 80s, maybe the army surplus store.
You know what I mean?
Guess,
like,
maybe.
I just loved how like in that store, in that scene though, there's like a bunch of other people from high school, and they're like, "Yeah, we're just buying guns." Like, just.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so what's the? That's why I was like, what's the number of like school shootings in the 80s? Because like, holy crap, they're buying like shotguns, revolvers, like freaking army knives. Like, I was so gasoline.
Yeah. It felt so much like going to the. You know, the trader or the merchant in a D&D game and just buying everything that you could afford. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, if you've never given Stranger Things an honest chance, this one's definitely a little more visually challenging because of how aggressive some of the scenes get. But out of all of the previous seasons, I think this one rivals season
this
one.
The best yet.
Season one was incredible.
Yep.
This one rivals it and takes it to another level. Definitely would recommend Stranger Things. And honestly, I was okay with the fact that volume two was only two episodes because, like you said, they were both like hour and a half long. Like they were basically movies. Nuts. It's crazy to see them all growing up and actually. I'm a little interested to see what happens in the next season because I think they've rumored that season five might be the final season.
They said it might be.
Yeah, I saw that too because they're all getting so old for the characters they are attempting to play that it just isn't canonically making sense. Mm-hmm. Why, you know, they are seemingly getting older than what they really should look like. So I could see a time jump happening. What's good, like based on how the volume two ends, I don't even know what a time jump would look like because of how much they would have to fill in the meantime of what's happened because of everything that happens. So
I think
I'm very interested.
Only thing I can say is like I think because of what they said, this isn't a spoiler, but like Eleven has to train. And I think they're going to give her, like, she's probably going to take maybe a year or two to train, like, up her skills to go back and fight. Like, I think they're going to, because he said you can't, like, this isn't a spoil either, but they're like, you have to fly, pretty much. So, like, she needs to be, like, Neo in the Matrix. Like, she needs to train and get to the point where, like, she can do a lot more damage. Which she's strong already, but, so I could see them doing, like, maybe a year because they are getting older, but I don't think a year would do too much. Cause I think it's coming out maybe next year or something.
Yeah. I feel
like
they have to do it soon because of how much everyone's aging.
Yeah. And I don't think it would be too crazy, but I did see that they said they want to do Stranger Things spinoff, but the guys, wouldn't be involved in it. They'd probably give it to another director, but they are making their own production studios. It's Upside Down Productions, which is hilarious. But apparently the spinoffs are going to be out of there, but they're not going to work on them. And they're doing a Death Note series, like a live action Death Note series, which is kind of cool. So, the Duffer Brothers, I will say they are geniuses. They struck gold. 80s nostalgic has always gotten people 80s and 90s nostalgic. So we'll see where it goes after that. But for me, I feel like if it was a Stranger Things spinoff, I don't know. I wouldn't want to see a Hopper spinoff because, like, what could you give me in his Hopper's early years that would intrigue me enough to keep me in the supernatural element that Stranger Things is? I think it'd be cool if maybe that scientist had like another scientist, and it's at a different like area of the world where it's congruently happening with the Stranger Things that's happening now, and maybe like they're in that kind of thing or something. I don't know, but I don't really think you can. There's certain things you got to leave alone, and I think this show, like, it's good where it's at. I don't think we need a spinoff. I think, you know, you just leave it where it is and move on to new things. But who knows? Money talks where money talks, and Netflix needs that money right now. Because right now, they don't have no more shows. And just letting you know, Netflix, you about to get canceled until Stranger Things season 5. Just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely lightning in a bottle scenario. Like, yes, definitely. I was trying to think about that too. Like, what kind of spinoff would I care about? And I swear to anything, I do not want a prequel. I don't want it, because we all know if there's any main character in that prequel, no matter what friggin' turmoil, scary thing happens to them, they'll be just fine. And
which is why I'm not watching.
And I just can't. Yes. Like, we had the problem with Obi-Wan. It was okay, but it was only just okay because of that exact reason. If it's a prequel, I don't want it. I'll still probably watch it, sadly, but I don't want it. It won't. Mm-hmm. It can't be good.
I don't know. They got to get some creative geniuses in there, because, like,
I would sooner rather them take like a Jumanji type approach, meaning if anyone out there has ever seen the movie Jumanji, like the old school Jumanji, right, with Robin Williams, whereas like it would have to be like decades later, like the 2000s, like they stumble onto something and basically redo Stranger Things, but in a more modern age, maybe. I don't know. I don't even think that would work, because then you're not hanging on nostalgia at all. You're hanging on the storyline. But I feel like that would be the only way to make it function, if it's going to stay within that world.
I'm just getting a bad taste in my mouth of Star Wars. I'm just thinking about Star Wars. I'm just getting a bad taste in my mouth where it's like, we defeated the Empire. Oh, wait, Kylo Ren's here. Oh, wait, Darth Sidious is back. Like, that's the
type of
bad taste I'm getting. Like, if Vecna comes back, I'm like, what was the
point? We already know. I'm not going to say anything, because I don't want to spoil it, but.
Nah, but like, that's the thing. Like, it would just be, I can't think of one. Hopefully they bring some directors in or something like that, where they can get some writing studios, and hopefully they wait. I'd be cool with like a Stranger Things spinoff coming out like 4 or 5 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, let's give it some time. Let the characters age, you know, let them age, where if they did want to do something in the future, then it's like, all right, these kids are this old, or they could, some people can play their kids or something. Who knows? I don't know. I have no idea. Duffer Brothers, this is why they may pay you the big bucks. I don't know. We'll figure
it out.
But with that being said, lightning struck in a bottle. Guys, if you've been paying attention, if you know who Dr. Disrespect is, me and Mike, we do follow him. We do idolize him a good bit. He's a great guy, great businessman. But Midnight Society has finally released the minting of the NFTs to the general public for the people they chose. Me and Kevin were on the first wave. I might post them on our Instagram so you guys can see them. But they're pretty cool. Nothing crazy. It's just some people, guys in a helmet and everything else like that. You get different guns, different armor, whatever else. Why these are important are, Midnight Society, the website, has a wallet, so your NFT sits in that wallet. If you have an NFT, you can play test anything they're about to release. They're about to release one this month, I believe, at the end of July, which is kind of soon. I feel like he just released this, so I think we're gonna get a play test. I don't know what it'll be. No one knows what it'll be. We haven't signed any NDA, so it'll probably be out there. I'll probably be allowed to talk about it. But a lot of people went to the convention they had in New York at Polygon Studios. I've been doing some research on my own to see what they were talking about there, what was going on. It was very few people. They had some like snacks and everything for everybody. Doc showed up. Some people said it was kind of organized, kind of not. With them releasing these NFTs, there's one in LA. I think there's going to be more people coming to this, so I don't know if they have a big enough venue. We'll see. But apparently they were talking about the game, and it has a very interesting concept. They said it's PvPvE. From what they were talking about, it sounded like it was a combination of Tarkov meets Call of Duty meets like Battlefield meets The Division. Some people recorded a little bit of the stuff on their phones. What I heard was it's going to be a large building, and it's not just going to be like a regular building of what we're thinking about, thinking of. It's going to be a building as large as like a, I don't even know, like 50 city blocks is what they said, but it's going to be tall. So I guess it's going to be a grind heavy game. You enter in, you're allowed to loot. But you're not going to get like amazing off rip. Like you have to go back in, you got to loot. There's going to be other characters you can fight. There's going to be, like I said, AI that you have to fight. You're going to be able to get guns and everything else like that. But with one good thing with this is, like they said, it's going to be a game on the blockchain. So anything you get, you can sell to people who are willing to buy it with real money or Ethereum or whatever else like that. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not too focused on that just yet because the game has to work first. So the blockchain, I know that's going to work until we get this. But it sounded very interesting. As I guess as you progress, you level up. You move up in the floors, or you can go up in the floors, and it's not going to be your general sense of just walking through a door, they said. There's going to be multiple points of entry, so you can go through any one of these and leave throughout any one of these. So it kind of got me excited. It sounds intriguing. I need to see what the character art's going to look like, one, and what we're allowed to get to, because I'm hoping it doesn't look like what the NFTs look like. The NFTs are cool, but some of them are kind of basic. But it's going to be built in Unreal Engine 5. So it has to look amazing. These NFTs clearly weren't built in Unreal Engine, but I don't know. I'm excited. I can't wait for the playtest. Hopefully the playtest does come this month. If it does, I will be playing the mess out of it, and I'll let you guys know how it is. I'm starting to see. I know in the previous episode we were talking about we don't know how this would fit. Now we know how this would fit. The NFTs go into the wallet on the website, which the wallet gives you access to playtests, to special events, to special merch, like early access to things. So they'll be able to see who has a wallet and who doesn't. So it kind of narrows it down from them just giving you like a code or something else like that. Because if you trade this NFT after 30 days, it goes to someone else's wallet. And if it goes to someone else's wallet, they're able to keep track of that in the name. So it's kind of like what me and Mike were talking about before. So I don't feel bad about the NFT, and I don't like look down on the NFT. It makes a lot of sense. With Mike, with that information I gave you, I think that's all the information I got from a lot of that event. But what do you think?
The first thing that comes to mind is a Call of Duty version of Sword Art Online, with a different.
I've never played.
Well, it's an anime show. It is a video game, but it's primarily an anime show. Only because there's towers. It's like different floors that you have to clear to get to the next floor. Ooh. And
Mike hit the nail on the head, y'all. That is
and so yes. Like, yeah, if you haven't seen Sword Art Online, get out from underneath your rock and go watch it. You can probably find it anywhere. It's such an old anime at this point. But that concept of, and what's funny, even in that TV show anime, there were beta testers that got to play the game before anyone else. And the beta testers, once the game went live, they all had like crazy crank stats, but still had to begin at the beginning because that's how it works, right? When a game first launches. And the beta testers knew like secrets and like things about the different floors that were well above and had ideas for strategies when they were going to come up against a different boss fight or whatever. So that's kind of what I'm vibing on when you're telling me that it's a giant building that you have to progress through levels, and that now that you were accepted as a with an NFT, but you got accepted as a beta tester, you're going to have that insight knowledge, so that when the game actually starts and everyone else is able to play, you're going to have some insight on it that everyone else won't, which is pretty cool. And you'll probably have gear at that point too, unless they wipe everybody.
Well, I think they're going to wipe it, but their play tests are more for guns, bullet spray.
Sure.
And then like after we get it, we vote on it and stuff like that. So I think a lot's going to change from us playing. It's going to be probably a very, 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 very vanilla version of it. We're not going to be like crazy into it, but it's probably going to see how we interact. I would imagine the first playtest is going to be guns. They're probably going to get us on a shooting range and shoot the guns and see what we like about certain guns. I don't know if those guns will be realistic or sci-fi yet. No one knows.
It does look cool. But do they say where it's going to get hosted? Like the game, like what they're playing? Because obviously it won't be Steam. Yeah, because it won't be Steam, because Steam doesn't allow anything with on the blockchain. And it doesn't sound console. It sounds like it's going to be like its own host.
Well, I don't know, because you can play it. They have the option for PSN.
Oh, really? Xbox,
and they know people are playing on Steam. So I think what they would do is probably something like Escape from Tarkov, where you probably have to download the game from the website. So you'd buy the game from the website, and the website has its own launcher. So Midnight Society would probably have its own launcher. But I guess they would have to strike a deal with Sony and Xbox in order for you to play it on the consoles, because there is that option for that. I remember when we were signing up, they said, like, what do you have? Do you have PSN? Do you have Xbox? Do you have Steam? Do you have Nintendo? Like, do you have all this stuff? So it was very interesting that they even went to Nintendo, which I was like, how are you guys going to get this on the Switch? One, which leads into, are we getting a Switch Pro? That's another thing. So I have no idea, but I think we're still in the early stages of this. If I had to guess, we won't see this game unless they hit everything out of the park. The earliest we would see it is maybe end of next year. Latest we would see it is 2025, end of summer, I think. Especially with all the beta, because they're very big in the beta testing right now, so they're probably going to be churning out stuff for us to test, fix up, and then move on to the next thing, test, vote on, everything else like that. So we'll see. But Mike, you definitely hit the nail on the head. Sword Art Online was a great anime. They ruined it for the second season, but it was a great show overall. I'm curious on the tower aspect, because if you guys look at it, I could probably put it on our Instagram too. The screenshots of what like Doc showed, and the first name for it before he called it like Project Moon was Vertical Beam, which it's weird, because it's like you go up, there's different levels that you saw. There was like a lava one. There was like another one where he was standing on the edge of the building where there was smoke, like a helicopter was. I don't know. I have no idea. But a lot of people have gotten the NFTs. We posted them on Twitter. We've added them. A lot of people are following each other. We're following them. If the LA event is in August, but a lot of people are saying it's going to be in July. If it's in July, I can't go. I don't think. If it's in August, I might try and make the trek out there with Kevin. We might just get like a one bedroom hotel and then get a cheap flight, leave early in the morning, so that way we get there, we can check in, we get to the event, we leave from the event, go to the hotel, sleep, and then go home straight after that. So we're not spending a lot of money. But if I can get there, I'm gonna get there for y'all, and then I'll report back with some news. Like I said, I haven't signed an NDA, I don't believe. So there's some stuff we can talk about, a lot of stuff's on YouTube, so we'll see. But I'm excited. The video game genre right now is a snore. I haven't been on my computer in weeks because there's nothing to play. So I don't know. But the fate of the FPS game is on Doc's shoulders. We'll see.
Yeah, it sounds good. I am excited to see more. But with that being said, gang, let's hop into the final section of the show today. We have some quick questions that we're going to answer before we close the show. First question out of the gate, and I'm going to toss it over to David to answer first, is what is, if you have one, your favorite summer memory? When you think of summer, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man. I'm starting to think about, like, was it better when I was younger or older? Because when I was younger, I went to a summer camp. I hated that summer camp. It wasn't fun. But I think as I got older, my favorite summer memory was, like, riding my bike with my friends. We would go up to town. My mom always said, I'm not allowed in town. No idea why she used to say that. But I would tell my brother, I was like, yo, man, like, my homies are going in town. Like, what's up? Because he'd have to watch me in the afternoon because he would go to work at night. And he'd be like, just go. I'll tell mom you're around here, but you can go. Just don't do anything crazy. My brother knew I wasn't a crazy kid. So we'd go up there and hang out with our friends, go to Buddy's Burgers and, like, eat and stuff like that. So I would have to say just, like, riding our bikes, cruising around. hanging out with our friends, girls too. That was funny. That was like our first independence from like our parents and stuff. My brother and like hanging out with girls and everything else like that, and our friends. So I'd have to say that.
Gotcha.
What about
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So when I grew up, my dad had a sailboat on the Chesapeake. It was a, I want to say it was a 34-foot sailboat, like a pretty big sailboat. You could sleep on it. You could, I think it would sleep like six people, like relatively comfortably, depending on where you were. Mm. And thinking back, I used to get like kind of like miserable about having to go down, because it would be like the thing we did almost every weekend of summer. If I wasn't at summer camp, if I wasn't doing something else, I was mandatory down the Chesapeake on my boat with my parents and my sister. And in hindsight, though, it really was some of the best summer memories of my life. And because back then, you know, things didn't matter, right? Social media wasn't a thing. We didn't have cell phones. And where we kept our boat, like in this like marina is what they called it, there was this really large hill that would just lead down into like the parking lot. And I brought a friend down named Evan. Shout out Evan if you ever get to hear this. You'll definitely know what I'm talking about. But we coined the hill. Like, it was kind of like a mountain. We were young, right? But it was this really big hill, steep hill, kind of the hill that you would love to go sledding down in the winter. And we coined the name, the hill, Lightning Mountain, because we were crazy. And this was the era of Razor scooters, when they were like, scooters were like so hot and they first came out. Like parents were like scrambling, trying to get them for Christmas for kids and stuff like that. And we would take our Razor scooters all the way up to the top of this mountain. Like this mountain was like really like almost too big, too steep, very dangerous. And we had shoes. Yeah.
Okay. I know some people who used to ride the scooters with no shoes. And that.
But so we would just and the grass was just like low enough, and it was mostly like hard dirt. So you could just ride your scooter all the way down this grassy mountain, more or less, and then pick up again on. And by the time you hit the pavement, you were going so fast. Thankfully, neither one of us ever got like injured doing this. But like whenever the reason why we called it Lightning Mountain is after you would finish riding your scooter down to the bottom, you could look back up at this massive hill. And you could see the path that the scooters were like crossing over and down, and it looked like lightning. So I don't know. When it comes to thinking about a favorite summer memory, it was like flying down this massive hill on a Razor scooter with my buddy Evan, like absolute crazy people, just having a time of our lives. But yeah, so that would be it for sure.
Oh man, guys, that sounds scary. I thought Mike was gonna say they did it without shoes. I remember people used to do it without shoes, and then they would step on the brake and burn.
Oh yeah, that thing would get so hot.
Oof, man. But guys, the next question we have, and we kind of came up with these for ourselves because we thought it'd be fun, was if you could have a summer camp, what would it be, and who would be a guest appearance? Because I remember back in the day, some summer camps would be like, "Oh, we got Allen Iverson at this camp, or we got this person at this camp." Mike, what type of camp would you have, man?
A D&D camp.
Okay. Okay.
Where like the idea would be like it would be it'd have to be a couple weeks, weeks long, like maybe like a month long camp or something. Yeah, maybe it is. And like the first week or so, you'd figure out like what do you want to be? Do you want to be a dungeon master? Do you want to be a player? How do you want to contribute to a group or whatever? And then you would spend like a week getting like your stuff ready, like building your character. There'd be like different workshops to like figure out what you're doing. There'd be a specific workshop for the dungeon master group. It would obviously be like helped by a counselor as like an overseer. And then the whole goal would be then to put on a campaign that would last the remainder of the camp and really like build it out. Maybe there'd be like a final at the end of the summer camp. There'd be like a big campfire that you give out awards for the best campaign, the best player, the best funny thing, the best fighting, whatever. And I think that'd be really neat to, and maybe that would exist somewhere, but I think it would be, I think it'd be super cool to engage like a younger audience in D&D in a way that mm-hmm. like was palatable and like, you know, because as we all know now, D&D is not just like demonic demons and things. I mean, it can be, it absolutely can be, but it doesn't have to be that at all. So definitely a D&D themed camp. How about you?
I think I would do, as lame as it sounds, guys, as lame as it sounds, but I feel like we're lacking a lot of this in this day and age. I think I would do like an etiquette camp for young boys. I know, like, I was in a program when I was in high school. It was called the Kappa League. They had like an etiquette thing set up for us for, you know, how to treat women and everything else like that, which granted, you know, I was raised by just my mom, so I was already taught a lot of these things. But I feel like a lot of that, I don't feel like a lot of kids nowadays find that interesting, or like, you know, chivalry, etc. More or less like, what fork is goes with this fork, or like, you know, this on your lap. And it doesn't have to be for rich kids or whatever else like that. It could be for any kid that, you know, parents are like, you know, I want you to learn these life lessons to be, you know, say you get invited to, you're older and you get invited to some dinner that might change your life. You might see, meet someone who gives you a job or whatever else like that, but teach them how to do that, you know, meals, like fancier meals, everything else like that. The forks, what fork goes with what, all this other stuff, dress shoes, tie a tie, how many suits you should own as a man, etc. like that. And even
I think the answer to that question is 5.
Yes, 5 in different colors and all that other stuff from Steve Harvey. My guess would be Steve Harvey. But I think at the end of that, it'd be fun if like there was a sister camp kind of like that for young women. And then, you know, we could have like a big dance at the end of it or something like that, where they get to go, you know, the girls get to come over and then they get to dance with the guys get to dance with the girls. There'd be food there, kind of like a ball, if you would. So, you know, it would, I think being not fancy, but having etiquette and stuff like that would be nice for it to come back in style. And some men, and it's not a bad thing or a good thing, some men don't know how to treat women or how to talk to them. I feel like this might help. And some men don't know how to tie ties or have a suit or what they should do with a suit or suit sizes. And I think that would help. And also like meals and maybe how to prep meals, making meals, a fancy meal. You want to learn how to do that? Let's do that. So I think that'd be kind of funny. And I think Steve Harvey coming would be pretty good too. It'd be pretty funny. He is a man of etiquette and knows when to be real, but knows when to, you know, turn it off and get to it. But woo, guys, I also have some news for you guys though. This is our, you know, summer break episode. After this episode, we're going to take a little bit of a break for July. We will be back with y'all in August. Of course, everything hopefully will be rolling out by then. There'll be a lot of news. We get to bulk up on some news. But I know there's a lot of different things going on. I have a lot of weddings I'm going to. I know Mike has some stuff going on, and I was like, you know what, let's just give ourselves a break. We've been grinding all year. We didn't even give a spring break, so
we kind of did. We took a break shortly after you had your child.
That's not even a break for me because I was still on the clock. But yeah, you know, give ourselves a little break, wind up, and get some stuff for social media for you guys. I'll be posting stuff. Mike will be posting stuff. And give you guys more of a presence for us, and try and whittle down what we see that you guys like. And what people are using, and see maybe if we need to get rid of some stuff, add some stuff, and see where we go from there. But we'll figure it out. But man, these 2 weeks flew, guys. We had a lot we were talking about. Mike went to too many games. It was a bigger floor this year, the Yo-Yo Convention. I wish I could have went, but I had my son's baptism, so there's that. Mike got to remodel his bathroom. Looks like an HGTV bathroom. Maybe we'll post that on our social media too. A lot of stuff we should probably be posting. Maybe tomorrow, we'll find, or today, when you guys hear this. Mike went into LinkedIn Learning, which is very interesting. He's trying to get certificates to try and better himself. They had a lot of that stuff. I've been doing some of that stuff for, you know, badges that they can put onto your LinkedIn profile. This seems like it's a little more in-depth, which is really cool. Mike's trying to grow some more on social media. So if you haven't, go follow him. Throw Lab or Do What's Fun. He's definitely doing some yo-yo stuff over there. I watch a lot of them. If you don't want to learn how to yo-yo, that's not why you need to watch it. It's more of a relaxing, kind of a hypnotizing thing. There's music. Mike does a really good job with his cinematography on it. Who knows, one day I'll probably hop in there and do some edits for him. But there's that. Hetty Topper Don't walk, run to your next giant so you can find it. I might have to go get it and try it out. I have no idea. I'll take Mike's word for it, though, because he is a connoisseur of drinks, and I trust his opinion. For me, man, we had the 4th of July. Some Karen came out and yelled at us about fireworks, so that kind of ruined it, but whatever. I'm a hermit anyway, so I went back into my house. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. We visited Ashley's friend. Shout out to Laura and KJ. They're amazing hosts, and there was lovely food, and everything was very fun getting to meet all of them and the dogs. Ashley's sister-in-law, Bri, we had her grad party. Shout out to her. She graduated. She's starting college pretty soon, and I can't wait to hear her stories and see how she grows as a person, because she's still young. She's got a lot to learn, and she'll grow. We got to do our dinner with neighbors. Once again, another shout-out. Shout-out to Victoria. She got not a promotion, she got a new job. She's getting paid double the money. I'm happy for her, and that's great. Her girlfriend Ariel, she's looking for a job right now, and I hope she finds a new job. Listen, guys, if you know anybody, hit me up and maybe I'll pass them on to her. The D&D game, my female centric D&D game I want to do, revolving around some of my neighbors. We're going to try and do that. I might bring Mike in to help me write some of the story, or just to proofread the story, help me out with some of the mechanics. Who knows? Could co-DM it? I have no idea. Next week, y'all, I'm throwing a party. Ring's gonna get paid off. I can't wait. My money's coming back. Me and Mike are going for some whiskey or something, and I'm gonna send a picture on our Instagram. I'm letting you know right now. Our main topic, Stranger Things Season 4, Volume 2, just came out. Me and Mike gave it a 10 out of 10. Whew. We got Season 5 left, y'all, and I can't wait to see what happens. We might give you guys a more of a spoiler review in this time off we have. We might capitalize on that. Midnight Society finally released the NFTs, and they're talking about what's happening next as far as play testing, beta testing, weapon spray testing, weapons testing. Who knows? We got it all. I got one. My homie Kevin got one. I'm very excited for us. I can't believe we got chosen. And then, of course, our questions. We had favorite summer memory. Mike was Lightning Mountain, going down there on that Razor scooter, hauling it. I still think that's hilarious to me, but thankfully no one got hurt. For me, it's riding my bikes with my friends in the summertime, just riding up, going to hang with people, getting a burger or something like that, and just hanging out. If there was a summer camp, what would it be, and who would the guest appearance be? Mike said D&D. I can't remember what the guest Mike said. If Mike even
I don't know,
guest.
Probably like Brennan or something. Yeah.
That'd be good. I'd go. But me, I said an etiquette type of camp for young men. Any type of men, send your kids there, help them out. My guest appearance would be Steve Harvey. But that is what we got for you this
week. Absolutely. And as always, gang, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a rating on your podcast platform of choice and consider sharing it with a friend. It really helps the podcast reach new listeners. As always, we are on all sorts of social media platforms. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. And of course, subscribe on any podcast platform of your choice. Always lets you know when new episodes come out, so you don't miss a beat. But you know, gang, it's been good. This we are hitting for a small summer hiatus here for the month of July. We'll be back in August. You guys are great. Share the podcast with a friend in the meantime. You know what I mean? Either way, as always, gang, enjoy the summer and stay humble.